Penguin Audio presents For Keeps by Natasha Friend, read by Lauren Weissman. Chapter 1. It's the last Friday night in August, and instead of dancing on a table at Melanie Jaffin's party with the rest of the soon-to-be junior class, I am crouched behind a tower of Meow Mix in the pet food aisle of Shopko, watching my mother hyperventilate. This is not new. Whenever we travel the 15 miles from Elmhurst, the town where we live, to North Haven, the town where my mom grew up, the only town with decent shopping, we risk running into someone she knew in high school, and we risk her wigging out. Right now, she is sliding cat food around on a shelf so she can peer into the next aisle at whoever it is we're trying to avoid. Classic. As I crouch, I make a mental list of everything I need for school. 3-ring binders, loose leaf, printer paper, pens, some of those highlighter markers. I know I'm forgetting something, but I can't think of what. My mother whirls around, bumping a bunch of Fancy Feast off a shelf. The cans careen down the aisle, like they're trying to get away from her. "Mom," I say, "are you okay?" She manages to look both crazy and adorable at the same time. Blue eyes wide, tousles of blonde hair fluffing out every which way. It's the same hairstyle she's had since she was my age. She's always saying she needs to change it, grow it out, dye it red, something. But she never does.